Elizabeth Currier. It is my pleasant responsibility to be the chairman for this next hour and a half, or a little less than an hour and a half, because we're a little tardy, unfortunately. This session is entitled Invisible Ideas and the Visible Hand. I got so carried away with the idea that I prepared about a 45-minute introduction to this session, which you'll be pleased to know that I have discarded, considering the fact that we have a most distinguished panel with us this afternoon. I presume that what Don Lipset had in mind when he gave us this title was to redirect us from our usual pleasant observation of the order and freedom that derives under the invisible hand. Instead, I have a feeling that we will be looking at the entrapment and the confusion that are the effects of the visible hand. Our first speaker this afternoon really is a man who needs no introduction. His book has been such a great success that I'm sure you all know him. It is a book about the fundamental laws of economics, business, technology, and life, which are, he says, the secret sources of wealth and poverty. That, of course, is the message of George Gilder in his book, Wealth and Poverty. George just told me before the meeting that he has a new book that will be out the end of the year, which is a great tome, much larger than Wealth and Poverty, and it sounds very exciting. If anybody was gloomy about our life, George is here not only to encourage us with faith and chance and providence, but he will be telling us about the new techniques and how the entrepreneurs are still in charge. There's no great takeover, no hardening of the arteries in the field of technology. The entrepreneurs are the prime force in technology. And George is in a position to know. He has devoted the last several months of his life to studying the high tech. He is the editor now of Semiconductor, which is the newsletter par excellence, the Rosen Letter. He said it shocks even him that he is in this new field and is editor of such a newsletter. I think we're in for a grand session with George Gilder.